Last summer, Matsugi entered a college business school competition. His team needed to make a plan for a new business, so they started throwing around ideas.
It just happened that the night before, I was at a restaurant talking with an owner, and they were telling me about the trials and tribulations of starting their restaurant with the idea that they would be able to serve seasonal local produce.
But the restaurant owner couldn't get foods like onions, zucchini, or tomatoes directly from local farms. Zuki's team studied the idea. Lots of people in the food business were saying the same things. Things like this.
So I'm getting things shipped in from other states.
That's Donna Christ. She's the owner and chef at Dish Deli and Catering. It's a small gourmet deli in a downtown Cleveland neighborhood.
And the amount of fossil fuels that are coming out of that we hated. So it's not what I wanted to do for my community.
So now that the college team knew there was a demand for a product, they contacted farmers. Eureka! There was also a supply. Lots of farmers wanted new ways to sell their fruits and vegetables locally. The team put together a plan for a distribution business to pick up produce from farms and deliver it to nearby restaurants, and they decided they could use the internet. It would work a little like an online dating service. Each farmer could list what's available and set the price. The restaurant owners could browse through the list and place their orders. The college student's business plan would be the matchmaker. The team won their business school contest, and after graduation this spring, they launched an actual business based on their model. They call it Fresh Fork. Donna Christ is thrilled.
I was like, hallelujah, thank God someone's, you know, gonna be able to help a small place like me by doing all the footwork.
After picking up produce from farmers, Fresh Fork team member Bob Gavlak is finally getting back to the distribution center. It's 10 p.m. He could have gotten back a lot sooner, but he got caught up talking with the farmers about what they're growing and how their kids are doing, you know, forging relationships. The team moves racks of produce into a cooling truck. Then they organize it all.
This is where we're going tomorrow with Dish Deli and Catering. And you can see right here, Noble Farms, they have some corn.
When Gavlak and his partner started planning this business, they didn't quite get why there was such a fuss about local food. They were still college students, fueled by ramen and fast food. So they spent some time on the food prep line at an upscale local restaurant, cutting onions, stirring soup for hours, not pouring soup out of a bag like at a lot of places. Gavlak says he started to understand.
I would go to the store and I'd have strawberries and I'd be like, oh, these are so good. But then when we had strawberries in the spring here in early summer, it's like I'd never had a strawberry before. You know, and it's just seeing the difference that happens between when you get the product that's fresh and homegrown and the product that isn't.
The team finishes sorting all their fresh produce at midnight. They've got to get up at the crack of dawn to deliver to 8 restaurants, a grocery store, and a hospital. When Gavlak shows up with her order, deli owner Donna Christ inspects the cucumbers, rhubarb, and redskin
and
potatoes.
Our big bushel of corn. So everything looks great. It's always exciting when it comes in because we're like, what are we going to do with this?
This week, they're planning rhubarb cobbler, potato salad, and fresh pickles for a neighborhood festival. Gavlak smiles. He says it makes him feel good that the business that he and his college buddies designed, Fresh Fork, is connecting farms and restaurants and getting people fresh, locally grown food. He finishes the order and then walks into Chris Deli to have some lunch. For the Environment Report, I'm Julie Grant.